There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're joined today by Jackie Judas, Manager and Scientific Advisor, Terrestrial Biodiversity, Emirates Wildlife Society, and they're part of the World Wildlife Fund, and it's because they've made a new discovery. Hi, Jackie. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, good evening.
So tell us all about this Arabian eagle owl that's been found. Has it come as a big surprise?
Well, somehow, yes. It's, in fact, a confirmation of a species that we were suspecting to be present in UAE for some years. And so far, it has never been found. In fact, there was a chick that was found, that was brought to Diba Zoo in 2004. It was brought as a chick, and it was thought to be another species of eagle owl that is more widespread in the country, the desert eagle owl. And it's only after 1 year, when the chick became adult, that the keeper realized that it was an African eagle owl. The problem is that for this chick was brought from someone living in Diba, but we never knew from where it has been caught. So it was suspected since then that the species was present in UAE, but it's only now that a few weeks back that we have really observed the bird in the wild.
I guess it's very exciting, isn't it, when you find a species that you, I guess, otherwise thought was extinct or had no hope of finding. Where exactly was it sighted?
But it's in the Ajar Mountain. I will not disclose the exact location because it's as we just discovered it. So it might be we don't know the size of the population. It might be a sensitive population. So it's better not to say exactly this is the place where you can find this bird. It's possible, as we have found this bird in one place, that there are actually more area in the mountain where we can find it.
And Jackie, how rare is the Arabian eagle owl? Is it something that's endangered in any way? And does something like human encroachment or urbanization in any way threaten it? Is something that you need to protect?
For now, we don't know anything about this owl in UAE, at least. It's present in Oman, and there are not that many records. So it's present in Dhofar, so near the Yemen border. It's present in there are some few records in Muscat. In UAE, well, we now know that there is a small population. We have seen two individuals, so most probably it's not a big population. So they would require some kind of protection, most probably.
I mean, the interesting thing here, Jackie, is I suppose for you guys at the EWS, is this is not a small bird, is it? If a creature such as this can go unnoticed in these modern times where we miss very little, you have to ask the question, don't you? What else is as yet undiscovered or at least unnoticed here?
Exactly. That's all the purpose of the work we are doing. When you see that a species, it's a cryptic bird, it's living by night, it has elusive behavior, so that's why probably it stay unnoticed up to now. But if a bird of this size, which is nearly 800 grams, 40-50 centimeter tall, it's not a small bird, so yes, there is very much possibility that other species are hiding in the mountain, and we don't know yet about it.
Let me just ask you, what happens now? Now that you know, I know you can't tell us where this is, but I guess you are now going to study the bird. What happens when you discover a species like this in a particular location? What's the procedure?
Well, the procedure is to... There is no particular procedure, but right. The plan that we will be doing is to try to know more about these species, how they are, the size of the population, if there are other birds distributed in other parts of the mountain, so to know about their range, knowing more about what they are, which kind of habitat they are using, what they are eating, so that you and seeing in their environment what kind of threats there are, like if there is some plan of building some roads or developing some high tension electric lines nearby, but there might be some recommendation to give to protect the habitat in which these species are living.
It's very exciting times, Jackie, for the Emirates Wildlife Society, and indeed anyone that's a fan of wildlife in the area. Jackie Judas is Manager and Scientific Advisor Terrestrial Biodiversity at Emirates Wildlife Society. That's on the discovery of an Arabian eagle owl. Jackie, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Yep, thank you.
It is genuinely exciting, isn't it? Can you imagine if you are an ornithologist, I believe that's what birdwatchers are called.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. And you see something that has never been seen here before?
Yeah, I think it's exciting, isn't it, Michelle?
When this popped up in my inbox today, I love it that something's been discovered.
Yeah.
A new owl. And there's a couple of pictures. I'll put them up on our Instagram and our Facebook. And it's a beautiful looking owl. But I think for the Emirates Wildlife Society, how exciting for them. Imagine getting that call. Someone said, oh, we might have seen an owl we've never seen before. And they're probably thinking, oh.
I know. They, and also, I loved what Jackie said. He said, I cannot reveal the exact location.
Yes.
And it was very, yeah. It's all very exciting, isn't
it? Yes, because you don't want people going there and destroying, you know, their home or people going to look for it, you know?
Yeah, and even people, enthusiasts, even with a, you know, an interest, not meaning to do any damage, but potentially can sort of frighten them off. So we want to protect our newly found Arabian eagle owl. So, yes, have a look on our social media for a picture of the Arabian eagle owl.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.